Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, welcome along, folks. Here we go, another Glory Days, another PJ and Jim podcast, another voyage into the unknown world that is PJ Gallagher's mind.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Well, actually, I would say that maybe. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because especially a man that's had a tough old week. Actually, the thing about it is, right? Are you still on the straight and the full straight and narrow?
Yeah? At the moment, yeah.
Yeah, you're still. Like, I have to hand it to you, right? One of your greatest strengths, right, is definitely your discipline.
Well, not really. I just don't feel like it. It's not like the discipline.
You're not on the sauce. You're off the sauce.
Yeah.
You're eating healthy. You're going to two different gyms.
Well, yeah.
Archie, you're crossfitting on one and you're doing something else on the other.
I'm doing bike, row, ski then, yeah. A bit of that as well.
You're basically you're like a triathlon eat.
Yeah, but still I was sick and still.
Triathlete.
A triathlon eat. A triathlon eat. Jesus, that's some word. That's a double gym crossover. You get a double word for it.
I'd actually be. You'd be a triathlete, and I'd be a triathlon eat. As in,
triathlon.
I would eat three different.
A triathlon eat. That's a great way to describe yourself. What's that mean? Well, for dinner, I eat basically what an entire entrance for a triathlon has.
I would eat the calories required for a triathlon at every meal.
Yeah, for 150 people. That's my ambition in life. That's what I want to do.
That makes me a triathlon eat.
A triathlon eat, yeah.
But you are, like, you have incredible
discipline.
But still,
I'm the one that gets fucking sick. I was the one that was sick during the week, you know what I mean? You are grand. I was the one that was, I was the one in here because I get dicky eggs just because I like eating food that's a bit gone off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then and
it still didn't change your mind. You still haven't turned the corner and said, oh God, that taught me a lesson, I tell you. I won't be eating any more out of date food. It was like, sure, look, I've been getting away with it this long.
Au contraire, Jim. Not only that, but I went back to try the eggs again last night to see if it was definitely them or not. And I didn't feel too bad, actually, the second time round. So maybe I still have to try them a third night because I don't know if I was like,
maybe
I got used to it.
Resistance.
Yeah, if I got used to it or not. And I also ate these cherry flavoured Jaffa cakes. And it all went wrong when I ate them.
Really?
I think maybe it was a mixture of the cherry flavoured Jaffa cakes with the eggs, with the gone off eggs. That there was something in that mix that kind of just that put me off.
It comes as a surprise because if ever I heard of a tasty recipe, it's cherry Jaffa cakes with gone off eggs.
Well, it wasn't at the same time.
I mean,
it was one immediately after the other.
That's an episode of Can't Cook, Won't Cook, I Want to See. So,
yeah.
Here's what we have for you. You've got to make something out of these.
That'd be the only one where Ainsley Harriet. Oh, what's his name?
That was right. Ainsley.
Oh, I thought it was Audley for a second. Ainsley Harriet is just look and go, I'm out. I don't want to play. This is stupid. This game show has gone on for too long, is what you'd say.
We've hit our
it's
wall.
It's gone on for
Peter.
Too long. I'm
we've
not
hit
playing.
Our wall.
Yeah.
But in fairness to you, no, I do think you're. Because you're. And like, in fairness, when stuff comes in here, if you're on your kick. Like if you're on, you know, if you're on the wagon, right?
Yeah.
You'll turn your nose up to some of your favourite stuff.
Even chocolate. We got a big bottle. Today's a great day in here for free gifts. We got a load of Lear chocolate today.
Yeah.
I'm tempted. I'm not that I'm not tempted. But sometimes we get sent it in abundance. See if somebody sent me a Twix.
Yeah.
I'd eat the Twix. But see, today they sent us a huge banquet. Banquet, or what would you call? What you call a load of chocolate? A bouquet, is it? What you call a load? What's the collective term for chocolate?
Loads.
A load. A what?
A hamper.
A hamper. A hamper. That's what it is. A hamper. Yeah.
How
a
can
bouquet.
He even hear us? I thought we were recording this.
We are. Yeah, but they're still listening outside.
Stop listening.
So they
You'll
send
make
us
self conscious.
So they sent this.
By the way, listeners, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Clint.
Yeah, to the Clint and Emily there. Yeah. Now they sent us a bouquet of chocolate, right? I'm sticking with it.
Right, I like it.
And because there's so much there, it sort of feels a little bit overwhelming. So I'm just going to go, can't get into that.
You see, therein lies
That'll
the
kill
difference.
Me.
That's where your discipline kicks in. You know, it feels overwhelming. Where I just look at it and go, wow, loads of it.
Would you not think that if I had one, I'd have to have it all? That's
no,
the problem.
The weird thing is that you're actually the one with the sweet tooth.
Yeah, I do.
I'm the
yeah.
one now that I can't say no to the savoury stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The
if they sent us in a sack of crisps, like a sack, then you'd be in trouble. You'd be in serious
trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd never say no to that.
Yeah.
Or any sort of savoury stuff, you know.
Croissants,
sausage rolls,
a crisp filled croissants. If they sent them in, that'd be the end of Jim. He wouldn't be able to control himself.
But yeah, bread is God. Bread is really my dad. I gotta love bread.
It is great, isn't it?
Because
it's cake. Bread is just dry cake or unflavoured cake. That's what it, not even unflavoured, but it's Yeah, it's unfancy cake is all bread is.
Oh, I don't know. It's pretty fancy to me. Yeah. That'd be an indulgent. No, oh, crusty rolls and crusty bread. And
it's
all
cake
oh.
you can put meat on. That's what bread is.
Yeah, yeah. And all in fairness. On. Oh, it's just, it's such a great thing. Anyway, listen, speaking of food, right? Food featured pretty heavily this week, didn't it?
It really did, yeah.
It was good because we're going to give you some of the best bits. But there was a whole section about foods that make you, you know, feel in the mood.
Feel a bit fruity.
Feel a bit fruity. Actually, you know something? Just think about it. Overall, this week, there was a lot of sexiness.
There was a lot of sexy going on in the show this week.
I don't know how comfortable I am with that. men of our age talking about sexy things.
Talking, yeah,
you know
I know.
Like, I have a feeling somebody would be giving it. There'd be a campaign if you're not careful.
I know, yeah, you're right. We should be past it by now. We should be past it by now. We should be talking about it.
Do you remember that kind of attitude when you were younger? I'm just barely in my 50s and you're in your late 40s.
Mid 40s.
But there used to be a kind of an attitude when you were younger that, like, sex just stopped.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It just
when
got,
it got
yeah.
to say, I don't know, whatever you consider.
When you got to 28. When you got to 28 or 25, maybe, you thought, that's the end.
Because old people, they don't have an interest in it.
No.
And old people at the time were, as you say, 25 and 30-year-olds.
Yeah, they were ancient.
Like, the idea of your man, Dan.
Ah, jeez, that's disgusting.
Oh, my God, burn the image out of your head.
Oh, God, yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, so then when you realise that you're, like, double that age, you start thinking, maybe it is this.
Still film. Oh, still feel the orange and all.
Wait, and you still think, maybe it is disgusting. Maybe I do need to cop on to myself and give up on elements of me life.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's so weird.
It was like it was a preserve of a certain kind of
for young people.
Teenage, early 20s vibe.
Just out of youth and not quite into adulthood. That's the time. You have a window where you're allowed to do the riding and then it gets taken off you.
Yeah. And you're allowed to talk about riding and all.
If you're only allowed to talk about it if you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you're
sure the attitude.
And obviously when you're our age you're not allowed to be doing it.
It's like that attitude, you know, when kids if kids see their man dad kissing or something and say, Oh,
you're disgusting.
Oh no.
Give over, will you?
Oh God, stop, will you?
A pair of wrinklies bouncing off each other. Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
So weird.
Judgmental, really.
So weird. Anyway, right, come here, listen, let's give you a few best bits from Jordan the Week, because funnily enough, sex and food collided this week on the
show. They did, yeah, a lot.
It was extraordinary, yeah, because we were talking about sexy food, basically. There was a few surprises in there. There's a few of them caught me right off guard now.
Some big
of those
time,
things
yeah.
that are meant to be aphrodisiacs.
Yeah, and one of them sounded about right. The rest of them were all weird, to be honest.
So that was going on. Also, funnily enough, there was more sex. I mean, my God, what is the world coming to? How the censor lets us away, I don't know.
Thankfully, they're not allowed to do anything with podcasts. You can say what you want here.
Well, we found out something very surprising that people would actually prefer to sex. That, I mean, again, came as a massive... of all the things that somebody might have. I mean, had it have been, say, chocolate or something, I mean, I wouldn't have necessarily agreed with it. But I would have maybe...
To be honest, Jim, at this age, I prefer shaving to sex. You know what I mean? At this age,
yeah.
Prefer the sherry.
Yeah, it's like that old joke. You know that really old joke about what's this? Is it sex? Super sex? Do you want super sex? I'll have the soup, thanks.
Oh yeah,
you know that old
guy. Yeah.
Anyway, so listen, we ended up finding out. So we'll tell you about. You'll hear that again. The surprising thing that people would actually prefer to sex. Then we were talking about one of our most favourite things ever. Retirement. Again, old people coming into
again, yeah. It's a bit of a theme this week.
What sort of a kick were we on?
Ancient elders giving out the wrinklies.
And about how much PJ and myself would dearly love to embrace retirement.
Yeah.
That was on. And then we hit the crux of the matter. PJ and his broken bed.
Me broken bed.
Oh, what a saga.
What am I going to do? Honest to God, what am I going to do?
Look, as I said at the time, we need to rely on the wisdom of crowds.
Yeah.
The listeners will decide.
Please help. I am absolutely in a quandary over this.
You'll hear exactly what the story was on some of these best bits. Have a listen. We'll talk to you the other side.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I'm not sure how to take this news, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, or what it says about us all.
Not really, but at least what it says about 26% of us.
Right.
So 26% of people would rather apparently be cleaning the house or doing a bit of a clean up than having this special moment with somebody. you know?
Yeah.
Rather than having them the moment where the mummies and daddies are spending time together. 26% of us would rather be cleaning up.
Wow.
Rather be doing that, yeah. We'd rather have an old spring cleaning the house, yeah.
Doing the hoovering. Dusting.
And they'll spick and span and they'll
cleaning
dust
the bathroom.
Off. Yeah, yeah, getting through
imagine
the
that.
Kitchen, getting the grease off bits and pieces.
Somebody'd rather be cleaning the toilet than having
a contact with you.
Special relations.
Whoever you are, see if you were torn down yesterday or during the day.
Somebody potentially prefers a toilet to you.
See, yeah, you're less attractive than a Jack's. How'd you like that one?
That's an extraordinary thing, isn't it?
But
of all the things to prefer, it's not like, you know the way people have... I mean, it might be mildly believable that somebody would rather have, I don't know, a big bar of chocolate or something or whatever, but the idea of actually wanting to clean the house...
Apparently it's better for your mood. These cleaning experts, they found that 9 out of 10 people have said that dirty or untidy homes have a bad bearing on the people's mood. It's a sort of a stress week or something, apparently.
Right.
And a quarter said that having an unkempt home, that's a word we don't use enough, as unkempt, it was detrimental to productivity. So people, when it comes to sort of playing, I'm in the bedroom, I'm in nanny, you know, they feel like they get less out of it than they do if they clean up the house. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Cleaning is a form of exercise. It releases endorphins. It creates a positive mindset.
All of those things apply to the mammy at any time, too.
Well, maybe they know, maybe they don't. Maybe if you're using the same meals for too long. Who knows? You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter.
It just seems like a strange comparison to make. I'm not saying that that the idea of cleaning your house is in any way a bad thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It just seems like an unusual thing to, you know, to make a comparison between the idea.
It does. It does.
Sort of.
No, I give you
grown-ups
that.
Versus cleaning the house.
Although in a lot of cases they both require aprons and costumes. You know,
yeah.
You need your outfit.
Whisks and a good...
You need your outfit and you need your gear. You know, if you're going to do it to any degree of adequacy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So this Susan Fermor is her name. She's a spokesperson for the people that did this study. And she says it's more important than ever to make sure we're looking after our mental health and our well-being. And in doing so, it means that having a positive mindset, we should always prioritise being in a clean and sort of...
Yeah, but I mean, there's lots of time to clean and, you know what I mean?
Is there?
Again, I don't really understand why these things might be considered by 26% of people mutually exclusive.
Well, I guess you're right. Maybe one scene is a prerequisite to the other. Maybe you're there and you start huddling or cuddling the other half that you have in your life, and you're there, you're just about to sort of say, would you like to retire to the place where this is more appropriate? And they say, yes, I do. And then they go to the place that is more appropriate, and just as they're about to get changed gears, maybe, somebody goes, there's an awful lot of dust over that windowsill, isn't there?
Yeah, that could be a passion
killer. And it's a distraction.
That could be a passion killer.
And it's a distraction.
Look at the top of those skirting boards.
Look at the skirting boards.
Oh my
I never
God.
Normally see it from this angle.
Somebody's just WhatsApped in to say, Julie, this is, I think, just WhatsApped in to say, those 26% of people definitely aren't doing it right if they prefer cleaning up.
Well, you've obviously never had a good clean.
That's quite possibly true.
Yeah, that's quite possibly true.
Does that mean that people with dirty homes are therefore at us all the time? Give that up and clean the kitchen.
Maybe that's it. Maybe next time you walk into someone's house, you should run your finger along the old mantelpiece, look at it, and if it's dusty, go, so...
Somebody's having
a great old time in this house, eh?
Yeah. It's going to be extraordinary now if somebody ever turns around and says, do you want to get dirty, do you? Oh, yeah, excuse me. Are you serious? Couldn't get any dirtier than it is at the moment. Yeah. I'm going to clean this place up.
Maybe that's where the expression comes from. If you're out of the time, so there's no time to be cleaning up, you dirty shower of feckers.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you're with us on the show yesterday, you might remember that we were talking about the man who apparently got credited with inventing tiramisu, the famous dessert, Italian dessert, tiramisu. That he had sadly passed away, the man that they were calling like the father of tiramisu.
Yes.
Even though, as PJ pointed out, it is disputed.
It is disputed, but he had on his menu before anyone. We know that much in 1972.
What we didn't know when we were talking about that yesterday was that tiramisu apparently is regarded
as a bit of an aphrodisiac.
We didn't know this. We knew a tiramisu in Italian means pick me up, which we knew that much.
We didn't realise what it referred to.
We had no idea what a pick me up it was. It sort of makes you wonder and question then what other aphrodisiacs are out there. Food experts have sort of come together across the globe to tell us in the shadow now of Mr. Tiramisu, Mr. Ado himself. Mm. What other foods are aphrodisiacs?
Traditional ones were the oysters, isn't that the one? Which oysters, I know you find that really hard to
believe. That's
disgusting.
I can't believe that does anyone for anyone even, except make them sick.
You can't even stomach them.
Yeah.
Right. In fact, it was quite a spectacle when you did try one here. You tried the first one.
I tried the little breaded one, and I didn't.
And you got away with it.
I got away, and then I said, "Do you know something? That's actually not that bad." And I had another one, but it was bigger and gooey in the middle, and then it was
Clint
so
to myself,
disgusting.
Had to watch your face turning various colours, wondering God. Whether you'd go for the bin.
But I don't want to say anything bad about Clint's cooking, but it's the worst thing I've ever had. It was awful.
Thank God you didn't say anything bad about it. But anyway, so that's a traditional one. Everybody hears about that.
Yeah, and garlic is another one.
Garlic is supposed to be that's a weird one, right?
Yeah.
Because if garlic does get you in the mood, I mean, like when you're stinking of garlic.
I know.
I suppose providing the other person's equally stinking of
that's
garlic.
That's the thing of two years, you just have to get stuck into it together, don't you? That's the thing, yeah. You got to get stuck into the old garlic chips.
What options do we have?
Well, some of them seem kind of obvious, some of them don't. So champagne is there, of course it's there though. Glass of bubbly, of course it is.
Is that only there because, basically it makes you drunk. Please tell me it's not for that reason.
No. Benedictine monks apparently have been doing this for years, picking and pressing it and doing all that bottling and everything long before it became the fancy drink. But it's apparently just that there's something about the little bit of fizz, putting a little bit of a pep in your step and the sort of like feeling of an occasion that champagne gives you.
Right.
You know,
that gets you in the mood.
The myth of it all, it gets you a little bit of a mood. So you sort of, you think to yourself, well, now I've had a glass of champagne. Sonny, this bag of bones I've been hanging around with for the last 14 years seems quite an appealing sort of a sort, you know.
Right.
Here's something else: a chicken tikka masala. Apparently a chicken tikka masala. It's a very popular dish in Indians all around the place.
Makes you feel amorous.
It makes you feel amorous.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love a good chicken tikka masala. It's a beautiful dish.
Yeah. Well,
I
they
didn't
say
realize it'd make you.
Knock up a good spicy sauce with some tomato soup, and then when add to that some dry chicken. That's the way it's always tasted to me. Throw in a bit of dry chicken on some spiciness, and apparently it gets you fruité. Yeah.
Wow.
And if you think that's surprising, the next one's going to really get you. Packet of crisps.
What?
Yeah, packet of crisps. Yeah, created in 1853, the first crisp was, and they reckon that crisps is one of the main things. There's something about crisps that gives you
God.
That
feel.
That makes
and you know me with me savoury snacks, PJ.
I tell you something.
The risk you take every time you walk in here.
Jeepers, Jim would be walking around like an old cat. Honey, walking around.
I love crisps.
I know you do. Crisps are your favourite food. It's no wonder. It explains
my
a lot.
God. You can probably smell the hormones coming off me.
Can't you? Yeah. That now you know when Jim looks at his other half and says, "Are you feeling hunky dory?" By any chance?
Yeah. Want to get hunky dory?
I don't suppose there's a bit of
You know what they say, once you pop, you just can't stop.
There you go. Look at it. See now it makes sense. All the puns start coming. You know what I mean? Getting there,
wow,
you see Jim now will be up there tonight with the old smoky bacon crisp sandwiches. He'll be making them all up.
The crispy king.
The cheese and onion bread. Oh, we'll know.
You see, that's another one with the crisps. The bang off you after the crisps.
The bang off you after the old cheese and onion. And anyway,
wow,
and the salt
that's
and
that is a surprising one. That's come as a surprise now.
There's a couple more as well. A sandwich is apparently very good. Sandwiches. I totally understand that. There's
sandwich.
Nothing in the world a sandwich can't do. Nothing in the world a sandwich can't do. Every time you...
But what about if it's a ham and coleslaw sandwich?
Okay. You have me there. Jeez.
Yeah.
Big crunchy sandwich like
so
that.
So you're saying to me, PJ Geller, nothing gets you fruitier than a sweaty ham and coleslaw sandwich.
Absolutely disgusting.
I'm only just saying. You're the one reading the research.
I think you've actually ruined sandwiches for me forever. I think you really have, to be quite honest with you. And an ice pop is apparently very fruity sort of a thing as well.
An ice pop?
Yeah. I suppose there's a bit of suggestion with an ice pop that you'd be rubbing them off each other or something. You know, you'd be sticking them in each other's ears or running them down each other's face. Oh, and having a little lick of each other's lollies. You know, there's something a bit forbidden about it. You know, you stick someone's lolly in your mouth and all of that. You know, there's a little bit of suggestion that goes with it. You know, lollies are sort of different, isn't there? There's something a little bit rude about a lolly, isn't there?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know.
Never related to my lolly in quite that way.
You know what I mean?
I suppose, whatever you say.
Looking at your other half going, is that your wibbly wobbly wonder?
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Something that myself and PJ agree on, and they're, you know, they can be few and far between.
Yeah.
Is that given the option, right, if the financial option was there to retire, we wouldn't even finish the show.
We wouldn't even finish. We'd be gone.
We'd currently be on the stairs.
Oh, my God. I'd be in bed laughing at whoever was here, listening to them, thinking it was great.
But, and you'd imagine that most people would be like that, you know.
I always thought so.
I just assume so, yeah.
I always thought.
If you could make it. Like, the greatest phrase in the entire English language is early retirement.
Isn't it? I always thought as much.
Absolutely.
I genuinely did, and it turns out that's not true at all. Apparently more than half of people want to keep working into retirement. Not have to, want to keep working into retirement.
Oh my God.
Because of, loads of reasons. Having a purpose, keeping an active mind, staying connected to other people. Jeepers, what a terrible list that is. What a terrible list that is.
Yeah, especially that staying connected to other people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And having an active mind. Like stress is basically what
you're
saying.
Like the people in your job, like.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Get real. Stop bothering them. Leave them alone. Yeah, so they say people want to work, like really want to work. 52% of people want to stay in employment.
More than half.
Way more than half.
Oh, my God.
Well, 2% more than half. Way more than half. Yeah.
I mean, I thought you were going to say, like, I don't know, maybe a 20% or something.
No, 52.
The majority of people want to work after the retirement.
Even if they can retire. So finance isn't the problem here.
Oh.
Among those closest to retirement, right, so that's like people between the ages of 55 to 64, this report says that the top reasons for wanting to continue working are mental challenges, social interaction, and to try and avoid aging fast, you know. People think they age faster when they're retired.
There's lots of other ways of doing that don't involve working.
Of course there is, loads. Watching telly and all.
Yeah. I mean, you can choose to be doing stuff.
Of course you can. You can be bothering the neighbours.
And you can do your whatever. And I mean, let's face it, our favourite new thing now is pottering.
Yeah, I love a potter.
I've decided I love a potter. That I'm fully embracing pottering. I'm just going to potter around, do a few. What is pottering? It doesn't matter. You just do bits.
It's wandering around looking.
Exactly.
Looking at,
it's
house prices in windows of real estate agents.
It's making one small job sort of last over a period of time.
Big time.
I must bleed those radiators.
Yeah. But that's the job, though. Saying I must do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's
not
the
actually
day's
doing
one.
It.
Yeah, tomorrow. It'll be
actually
God,
doing it.
No, in fairness, I must get around to it. I might do that the weekend.
Yeah, but never doing anything. Just saying you're going to do it. That's all I want to do with my life.
Oh, yeah,
it's threatening myself.
Yeah, I've no problem. If financially you could do it, in a heartbeat. Surely you'd want to choose the things that you would do as opposed to the things that you have to do.
As having them
forced. Even if you enjoy your job.
Yeah, right? which we do, in fairness. Yeah,
you still have to go through the motions of the times, the idiots you have to deal with who tell you what to do.
Thank you.
You know, all these kind of people, you have to deal with them. Do you know what I mean? The damp and
dismal. Well, you do.
World.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. That's
and
for
so
sure.
Surely you'd want to get away from that.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I mean, in fairness, like, I love you, Jim. I think you're a great fella. I do.
Here we go. This is a kicking coming now.
No.
Batting down the hatches.
There's no kicking at all. I think you're a great fella. I say it all the time. Well, what's the best thing about my job? I get to come in and work with my friend every day. I get to come in and work with someone who's sound and great and brilliant every day. And if I had the choice, I'd never speak to you again. If I had the choice, good luck. I'm never speaking to you. Good luck. I don't know. Let's never cross paths again.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah, keep smiling. Keep shining.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Isn't
it's a
it,
beautiful thing to be able to say to somebody, look, the best thing I can do for you
is to
leave you
alone.
It's
to cut you out of my life. You love it. I swear to God. It works for everybody.
It's a fantastic idea. I tell you something. And it's actually the one small advantage. Let's face it. Like, I couldn't hold a match to you in any respect, except for the fact that the one thing I have going for me that just makes you just marginally jealous, the only thing I have going in my favour, is that I'm that bit closer to retirement than you are.
You are. Yeah, he is. And I'm jealous. Every time I see the grey hair on his back, I think he's going to get there before me.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I'll tell you something. It's been... Now, I'm not seeking on his behalf, you know, sympathy or anything, but it's been a tough week for our PJ Gallagher.
Has indeed,
I know he sits there chortling away and makes it sound as though he's, you know, he's like the clown.
Shut up.
He's like a clown in so many ways, actually. But no, he's like the clown who, you know, it's the tears behind that facade of joviality, because, like, it's been a rough week. He wasn't well. You had your sort of food poisoning thing, didn't you?
I did,
Well, we think it was food poisoning.
I think it was food poisoning,
It could have been something way, way, way more serious. But no,
thankfully it wasn't. Thankfully it wasn't. Don't be giving me that now, jeepers. Sending me into spoil.
I'm just saying, you should have looked up Dr. Google.
Never Google your symptoms, by the way.
That would have been entertaining for the rest of us. Anyway, so he had his bit of food poisoning thing. Very under the weather he was. And then, of course, earlier in the week, there was the... he had two... punctures in his car.
Two
punctures. And even though he has a really expensive Batmobile, that's not the point.
It's no different to yours. I love the way he keeps carrying on like I've got some supercar, and he's got one exactly like it.
And he, you know what I mean? And he had two punctures that he had to get fixed. And then you think to yourself, oh my God, how much more bad luck could befall one man trying to do his best for the nation?
Oh, jeepers, you're making me feel awful talking like this.
Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? He's also sleeping on a broken bed.
I broke me bed this week. I'm disgusted. I broke it. I can't believe it. I just got in. The slats on it are broken. Now, I know there's a judgmental people out there going, slats? What sort of a bed is it? The slats?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, grand. It's
Where
a cheap one.
Where do you sleep? Mountjoy Prison?
Yeah, okay, it's a cheap one, right? It's a cheap one. But me slats are broke, and now obviously you can't buy replacement slats. I don't think she can't.
Sure, man.
So that's it. You have to get a new bed. I'm disgusted.
Not at all. You're Mr. DIY.
Are you joking me? I can't do anything.
You could carve up a slat.
Are you joking me? I remember trying to put up a shelf years ago, and I just hit myself in the hand with the hammer and left the hole in the wall. I was like, that's it. I'm never doing anything. Yeah. I can't do anything with DIY. Anything.
A bit of a plank.
I can't even... I told you about the time I tried to replace a bulb in the bedroom one time. Or no, the bulb smashed. And there was the dusty insert was left into it. Remember I told you that before?
No.
So I thought I'd get a knife and I'd put it between the two yolks and push it up. And sure, Jesus, didn't I electrocute the life out of myself? You know, I thought, yeah.
And sorry, just again, just for the, anybody who may not know who's listening to us at the moment, you were in an electrical factory for a number of years.
For years, I electrocuted loads, hundreds of people. Hundreds of people I electrocuted over the years.
You're not supposed to wear it as a badge of honour.
I'm not ashamed of it. It happened. But hundreds of people were electrocuted because of the work I did. There's no doubt about it. They definitely got shocks. Yes.
That's impressive.
I never should have been left in charge.
You wouldn't contemplate. I mean, is there not, even if you didn't make one, right? Even if you didn't sort of carve one up or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not asking you to go and fell a tree.
Yeah.
And sort of carve one out. But is there not even something around the house that could replace a slat, form as a slat?
No, they keep falling. Now one of them is gone, and now all the rest of them, they keep falling down through the bed like dominoes. And then the bed is goosed. The bed is goosed.
Is it though? Because there's been a flood, and I mean a flood of texts saying that you can buy slats in IKEA.
You're joking me.
I'm telling you.
Well,
there's lots of people, loads, literally a flood. That where you can saying people you can go and you can buy the actual slats in IKEA,
right? Because I think this was originally an IKEA bed.
Somebody also, Paul, just wants to know: were you indulging in hunky dory?
I was indulging in nothing. I was sitting up. I was sitting up watching telly and then I went straight through the flipping bed.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I was doing nothing. Yeah, I just had a misfortune. And hunky-dory, the cheeky sod. I know what that's referring to as well.
Yeah, we had a conversation
about crisps being an aphrodisiac. There was a story yesterday about crisps being an aphrodisiac.
He wolfed into some buffalo flavour hunky-dory.
I did not do anything like that.
He was fully hunky-dory to Elvis.
I did not. There was no hunky-dory going on.
Anyway,
whatsoever.
Denise wants to know, can you not just find an old wooden pallet somewhere and take one of the bits off?
An old wooden pallet? I mean, seriously, there's dignity involved in this as well.
Why are you saying you're sleeping on a bed with slats? Could you not just... What, is it not like just getting a couple of pallets and putting them together?
I suppose there's a bit of that. But I can't...
If you found an old pallet, though, you could knock one of the little kind of things off it and lob it on there, you'd be laughing.
Oh, jeez. I don't want to sleep like a normal person. And here's the problem as well. You can't just buy a new bed, because it's the old kitchen syndrome I talk about. Because if you buy a new bed, what's the first thing that happens? You can't see the bed anymore. You just see all the old crap in the bedroom.
Right.
You know the way...
When something new is introduced,
it shows up
everything else.
Yeah, so it feels like I need to redo the whole room. And I don't know how to do that.
And then the other
you need 50 men to do a whole room. With the painting and with the taking of something down off the wall and with the sort of new cabinets and with the carpeting, and all. Oh, javers. Oh, the stress is killing me.
Down off the wall.
Yeah.
So people listening think he must be talking about wallpaper and everything. No, he's literally talking about a picture.
Taking that down.
To take a picture off the wall.
And then
we're going to have to get a man in for that.
I'm refilling the hole.
Just lift it off. No.
No, you have to refill the hole.
You can't be taking chances lifting a picture off a wall. You need to get a man in.
And where am I going to put the picture when it's off the wall?
I
suppose.
I thought that's what you were worried about. I thought it was the idea of getting rid of the old bed. That's always a hassle.
Well, that is a hassle. I never even thought about that.
Yes.
Oh, jeez. More problems. More problems.
Who would have thought of it? I think you're going to have to go the route of slats from IKEA.
Oh.
Or if that's, I mean, I know you are a money conscious individual, so you could always go to IKEA.
Yeah.
Right? And they might have pallets out the back and stuff.
Pallets.
So you could probably get an IKEA pallet.
I'm just going to end up with a mattress on the floor.
That your slats came in. You could get one of them.
A slat, yeah.
You know.
Have you sold any slats today? Yeah. You don't have any of the boxes left over. I could really do with them.
I'm telling you. Anyway, look, there's a flood of text saying you can buy them in IKEA, so there should be no problem.
Right.
Or somebody else is saying, although this is starting to get a bit technical now, you measure the length of it.
Yeah.
Straight away we've lost them.
I haven't got a measuring tape for a start.
Brilliant.
Great. I actually don't have one.
I won't even continue.
I'm not a DIY person. I don't have these things.
B&Q or any DIY store, according to this person, let me just see who this person is. They haven't put their name on it, so they can't be trusted. But apparently, any of them will cut... To your length.
Cut your bed?
No, the slat. They're not going to make you a bed. They cut the slat to fill the... what am I dealing with here? So, the only thing is you can't walk in and go, and they say, certainly, okay, no problem, what length? About that. You can't just hold your hands up like a fish and go, you know what I mean, about that size.
A bed size? Like, how did this get so common? A size for a bed? When did all this happen?
You should do is say... It's about me, my size, with a bit on the edge.
Imagine me with a border around me. It's that size.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
So there you go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. I'd have to say now, I have a feeling that bed story is actually going to cease to be a story and become a saga.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling.
There's a Netflix series... Because the other thing is, right, you know what this reminds me of a little bit? Remember the time you told us this thing about you were helping somebody move? There was a van involved and a table.
Yeah.
This is going back a lot of years.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. Yeah, yeah. And we made a movie trailer about it.
Yeah, we ended up making a movie.
Yeah,
a mock movie
Joanne's table it was. Yeah.
Tried to move it in a van.
Yeah, I do. The desk.
It went on. The desk. That's what it was. That's what our movie was going to be called.
Yeah.
And it went on for ages.
It did. This is another one of those now, except this one's even worse.
It's like the perfect follow-up from the people who brought you the desk.
Yeah.
It's the bed.
The whole bleeding room. That's what this one's going to be called.
No, but I like that theme. You know the way like Adele has her albums and it went from 19 to 21 to whatever.
Yeah. She's at now.
We're going from the desk to the bed.
To the whole bleeding room.
To the whole bleeding room.
Yeah, that's what the last one is going to be called in this trilogy.
So yeah, I have a feeling that that might, that could be one that runs and runs, I have to say.
Yeah, I have a funny feeling, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, listen, whatever you're doing, enjoy the rest of whatever you're doing. Just be careful if you have a slats on your bed, as we found out. That's very dangerous, especially if you've just had a big dose of hunky-dories.
Bad situation, all right.
That could make matters even worse. So enjoy it, and make sure you join us on the old radio show, and sure, let's get out of here.
Sure, if you're here, you're on the radio show. Thanks very much for joining us.
Good luck.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.